News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, just a warning that some of the material in the following piece is perhaps unsuitable for younger listeners. So if there are any in the vicinity of the radio, you might distract them now. Rape victim Annie Lafferty has bravely waived her right to anonymity in order to name her attacker in an emotional victim impact statement that she read in the court on Monday. Her father, 50-year-old Maurice Lafferty of Corcullen Castle Finn in Donegal, pleaded guilty to raping Annie during her teenage years at the family home on dates between November 1st, 2010 and June 30th, 2011. Annie, as I said, has bravely decided to share her victim impact statement with us today. She recorded this from her home in Ballybuffet in County Donegal. What you're about to hear is a harrowing account of what she faced on a daily basis. This is Annie's story.
I, Annie Lafferty of Ballybuffet, County Donegal, I'm here today to talk about my victim impact statement. In other words, I'm to explain all the effect all this has had on me. To be honest, this is difficult for me to do, as from the first time my father raped me, to say I was scared would be an understatement. Because how do I really explain what he had done to me? I was petrified. I was robbed. I was controlled. I was raped by my own father. A man, a father, who is meant to protect his child and children, to provide a safe, secure environment for a child to grow up in. But instead of protecting me, he was the one who done the harm. He was the one who stole the last piece of my childhood. The last bit of innocence that I had. He took away the one thing that should have been my choice to give. He took my virginity. I didn't get to experience the teenager decision of who I gave that to. All I got to experience was fear and pain. I was left feeling like there was no hope and that my world was just complete darkness. I had to grow up at a young age. With being the eldest of six, I had to take on the responsibility of looking after my younger siblings. Due to my parents being more interested in drinking than being actual parents, I didn't mind at first, didn't think anything of it. I thought this was a normal family. I was told that this is what the eldest child is to do. Wasn't until later in life I realised that the only thing that was family to me was myself and my siblings. We didn't have parents. All we had was each other for a very long time. When the first time he came into my room, I felt terrified immediately. As I couldn't understand why he was doing this. Why me? Was I a tramp for being a girl trying on a wee bit of makeup? Or did he just think that I was his property? These and many different questions would constantly be in my mind. I was constantly in a dark area, and the only way I could relieve some of the pain that was inside of me was by cutting the inner side of my thighs, just to show that a little bit of that pain would release. To get up in the morning and carry on with life, to go to school, was just a constant struggle. It was nearly like part of my morning routine was just to put on a mask, to cover up that the fact I was crying and roaring inside. I needed to go on, not just for myself, but for my siblings. I felt for years I needed to protect them from this man, from this monster. When I was younger, I was called a tramp at the age of 14, all because of the fact that I wore makeup one day to school. Morris often referred to me as his little girl, and times he would refer to me as his mistress, which for a 15-year-old girl was absolutely disgusting to hear and send shivers down my back every time. A normal life to me at a young age was getting up, making breakfast, getting the children their lunches, and lunch money and send them off to school. Then went to school myself. Came home, make dinner, clean up, help with the homework and do laundry. I wasn't allowed out at the weekends, wasn't allowed friends over or to stay with them. Wasn't until after Morris had raped me that he would allow one of my friends to visit time to time. But at this time, I didn't want my friends seeing my home life. I didn't want them thinking any different of me. I felt that I was trapped in a house. But due to this upbringing, I never felt I fitted into my peer groups because of not being allowed to be a child, basically. I felt isolated all the time at school. Although I did love school, it was means of escape. I could go to school and nobody knew what I was going home to, and times that was a great relief. What I thought was normal when I was younger was not the case. It wasn't until I grew up and know now that it was abuse that we were going through. Not just physical or sexual abuse, but also mental and emotional abuse that we had to deal with. I never felt I was good enough. If I'd done well in an exam or overcome something that I found difficult, Morris and Andrea were always there to knock you right down to the ground again, just with one simple word or even a sentence. I have only recently begun building my confidence up due to the fact that my self-esteem and confidence was non-existent in my younger years. We barely called it a home. It was basically just a place where we slept, ate and drank. I did tell someone who I thought I could rely on to help me, but I was just shut off. My cry for help was ignored, and that was by my own mother, Andrea. This is where my last tiny wee bit of trust had gone. How could I tell anybody else when the one person I told, the one person who was meant to know how to protect me from harm, just turned their backs on me and believed his story over mine? I was left alone, helpless and isolated. Even at the age of 18, Morris had still control of me. Even though he hadn't raped me since before I was 18, he still had control over me, my body, my actions and my words. I had to do as I was told because otherwise I didn't know what side of him I was upset if I didn't do it. For my 18th birthday, I wanted a simple tattoo that would represent my granny. But Morris made me feel like I had to get a tattoo he wanted, because it would have stated that I was his property, nobody else's. I do believe that this tattoo was his way of proving I was never going to belong to anybody else. I am currently in the process of removing this tattoo by laser treatment. And yes, it is a painful and expensive procedure, but I am no longer his. I am my own person. At least I can get treatment to remove a tattoo. But the scars that man has left on me will always be there. They will always be a constant reminder of my so-called childhood. My days spent in Casa Finn were horrendous, terrifying and hopeless. It wasn't until I reached the age of 20-21 that I slowly gained my own life. As when I was working as a care assistant in Letterkenny and was beginning to look for accommodation to live alone, I actually moved to Letterkenny and was beginning a new life on my own. Although finance was difficult, as any money I had was given to Morris and Adrian. So therefore I set up a private savings account for myself to start a new, better life without them. On my 21st birthday, I gained the strength to leave Casa Finn for good. I had had enough of living in fear and not knowing what I was waking up to every day. With the help of my partner, now my husband, who showed me care, hope and love, something I never knew before, Although he did not know my ordeal until we started living together in 2015, he was supportive and always understanding. I spent a long time not trusting anybody with anything that had happened to me. When I was younger, I was finding myself always questioning myself, always questioning why people would even want to know me. I felt like I was a nobody, not worth living, not even worth considering doing courses or anything like that that might help improve myself, because at that time, why would I bother? I'm worthless, I'm a failure. I'll never amount to anything in my life, so why waste time, money and effort? I do believe I felt like this for so long because of my upbringing. I wasn't my own person. For years, I was seen as simply Morris Lafferty's property. I always done as he told me, because I was terrified and knew no other way. It was like I was a puppet attached to strings, and he was the master that decided my faith. I thought that this was going to be my life till the day I died. Once I started living with my partner and started a new job, I decided myself that it was time to take a stand. I was fed up having nightmares, waking up in sweats and shakes. On numerous occasions, when lying next to my partner, he couldn't even hold me without me flinching. Even with me having no contact with Morris or Andrea, the after effect was still living in me. I was reliving every event of my childhood in detail in my dreams regularly. That is why I decided to get in contact with Sergeant Joe Dorian. I had knew he had dealt with the previous cases to do with Morris, but not only that, I trusted Joe, because he knows me and he always tried to help me. But with me being under the watchful eye of Morris, and he had me well trained and told on what to say and when to say it, it wasn't until I left Castlefin that I finally felt safe to reach out. It was extremely difficult to do my statement. To talk in detail about everything that was done to me was something very hard, but also very new. I had it for so long, so to open up that memory box again was a constant struggle. But with the help of Joe and the other guards, and with them being very patient and helpful with me, I was able to talk for once in my life. For once, I had control over what came out of my mouth without being coached by that man. Today, I am a completely different woman. I am a mother and I am a wife. I have never been more happier, more safe, and slowly building my confidence up again. I am currently nearly finished completing a business major award course, and I also work as a part-time receptionist. With the love my husband has showed me and the beautiful healthy son that we have, our lives and everything and everybody in it is finally filled with hope for a better future, regardless of the past I have. I will never ever get back what that man has taken from me. But hopefully with me standing up today to this man, this might help anybody that has gone through this ordeal. It might help them get courage to talk to someone, to reach out and get the help. For once in my life, I have control over my actions and my words. What has happened to me should never have happened. But with the support of others around me and counselling, I know I will come through this a stronger person. As I can feel every day, I am getting stronger.